This morning, I spoke out loud to a $150 device in my kitchen, told it to check if my flight was on time, and asked it to call a Lyft to take me to the airport. A car showed up a few minutes later, and my smartphone buzzed to let me know it had arrived. And in a few years, that car might very well be driving itself. Someone seeing this for the first time would have every excuse to say, WTF? At times, WTF is an expression of astonishment. But many people reading the news about technologies like artificial intelligence and self-driving cars and drones feel a profound sense of unease and even dismay. They worry about whether their children will have jobs or whether the robots will have taken them all. They are also saying WTF, but in a very different tone of voice. It is an expletive. Astonishment. Phones that give advice about the best restaurant nearby or the fastest route to work today. Artificial intelligences that write news stories or advise doctors. 3D printers that make replacement parts for humans. Gene editing that can cure disease or bring extinct species back to life. New forms of corporate organization that marshal thousands of on-demand workers so that consumers can summon services at the push of a button in an app. Dismay. The fear that robots and AIs will take away jobs, reward their owners richly, and leave formerly middle-class workers part of a new underclass. Tens of millions of jobs here in the United States that don't pay people enough to live on. Little understood financial products and profit-seeking algorithms that can take down the entire world economy and drive millions of people from their homes. A surveillance society that tracks our every move and stores it in corporate and government databases. Everything is amazing. Everything is horrible. And it's all moving too fast. We are heading pell-mell toward a world shaped by technology in ways that we don't understand and have many reasons to fear. WTF? Google AlphaGo, an artificial intelligence program, beat the world's best human Go player, an event that was widely predicted to be at least 20 years in the future, until it happened in 2016. If AlphaGo can happen 20 years early, what else might hit us even sooner than we expect? For starters, an AI running on a $35 Raspberry Pi computer beat a top U.S. Air Force fighter pilot trainer in combat simulation. The world's largest hedge fund has announced that it wants an AI to make 3/4 of management decisions, including hiring and firing. Oxford University researchers estimate that up to 47% of human tasks, including many components of white-collar jobs, may be done by machines within as little as 20 years. WTF? Uber has put taxi drivers out of work by replacing them with ordinary people offering rides in their own cars, creating millions of part-time jobs worldwide. Yet Uber is intent on replacing all those on-demand drivers with completely automated vehicles within only a few years. WTF? Without owning a single room, Airbnb has more rooms on offer than some of the largest hotel groups in the world. Airbnb has under 3,000 employees, while Hilton has 152,000. New forms of corporate organization are outcompeting businesses based on best practices that we followed for the lifetimes of most business leaders. WTF? Social media algorithms may have affected the outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. WTF?